Back on January 17th, a group of folks set out on a 1,000-mile expedition to explore and document the wild, natural side of Florida. It is the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition, and the crew includes Joe Guthrie, a bear biologist, who joins me now from, where are you, Joe?
We are a few miles east of State Road 29 on Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge. I'm standing here in a cypress regeneration site where they'd cleared it for a tomato field, and it's been reclaimed now, and it's starting to sprout some bald cypress here. And just while you were giving me that introduction, an American bittern took off from my feet just right below me. You can probably hear the red-shouldered hawks in the background with me, and crickets and everything. Pretty neat.
We're hearing lots of sounds from where you are, and since you're so far out there, away from civilization, let me share with you a bit of recent news here, a headline. Florida still has a problem with non-native Burmese pythons. And there's a new report, though, that says many of the Everglades native critters like possums and rabbits and bobcats are almost gone. First of all, have you seen any pythons? And second of all, have you seen any rabbits?
Oh, we talked to the biologists with Audubon who work there day in, day out. They don't see pythons that often, but pythons seem to be collected around some of the canals, especially in the cold time of the year. The warmer water in the canals anchors those pythons. So we did not see any pythons, and we're happy about that. But we were also traveling it kind of in the dark, so we wouldn't have seen any rabbits or real small mammals. Here in Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge, of course, there's not a python issue, but in the Everglades, we were pretty much in the sawgrass most of the time, and so we didn't see evidence of either.
Are you confident that at some point this python problem will be solved? Because, I mean, it sounds like when you hear a report that says most of these critters that dominated the Everglades, when they're almost gone, that sort of suggests that this problem is not getting better.
That's the thing about invasive species. They've got some adaptive advantage. So getting rid of them is a real challenge, and it's something we face all over North America and all over the world. But especially in these sensitive ecosystems, one little thing gets out of balance and it opens a door for something to come in there. So, you know, I think the superintendent of Everglades National Park, Dan Kimball, has gone ahead and just come out with it and been straightforward in saying, the python is here to stay. It's an overwhelming problem.
Well, Joe, I can hear the almost the brush up against your legs as you hike along there. Where do you expect to be this time next week when we check back in with you?
On the 9th, we will cross the Caloosahatchee River and then paddle downstream toward Fort Myers for 25 or so miles.
You're in the Panther Refuge. Have you seen any panthers?
As soon as we crossed into the Panther Refuge by coming under the overpass on I-75, right under the underpass, there were tracks of both a male and a female panther. There's a great amount of sign underneath the underpass showing that animals have learned to make use of these underpasses, and it's reduced the mortality on I-75 to basically nil. So that was hopeful. When we got onto the refuge, we continued to see sign, including a fresh panther scat full of deer hair, probably from that morning.
All right, biologist Joe Guthrie, good luck, and watch your step as you make your way along on the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition. Thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, Carson, thank you.
Support for coverage of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition comes from the Mosaic Company.